just at the end of World War II. An American named Sidney Rittenberg was in China. He was serving in the United States military. He stayed in China after the war as communists took control in 1949. Sidney Rittenberg is still alive today, so he has seen the entire 70 years of communist rule. This American became a Chinese revolutionary, which makes Sidney Rittenberg the last of our stories of people with a foot in two worlds. Here are Roond Abdel Fattah and Ramtin Arablouei from NPR's history podcast, Throughline.
When you first meet Sidney Rittenberg,
you know, your first impression of Sidney Rittenberg is his charm.
Just a very warm and incredibly intelligent man.
This is Rob Schmitz.
I am the Shanghai correspondent for National Public Radio.
And Irv Dresnan.
I'm a journalist by profession.
They've each had the chance to talk to Rittenberg about his life.
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina, August 14th, 1921.
Rittenberg became a communist as a teenager and got politically active.
Organizing workers, he was challenging Jim Crow laws.
Then, in 1941, the U.S. joined World War II, and Rittenberg was drafted. The army assigned him to learn Chinese. And in 1945,
he was sent to Kunming, which is in the southwest of China.
Rittenberg was tasked with handling legal disputes, and one case changed everything for him.
An American soldier driving his truck while drunk hit and killed a girl in a nearby village.
And the U.S. basically had Sidney settle this by giving the family $26 for the life of their daughter.
Reluctantly, Sidney got in his car,
drove to the village
to meet the family.
He gave this money to the father of the dead girl.
And the next day,
the father walked for miles back to the U.S. base to return $6 of that reward just for the trouble of Sidney giving him that money.
Rittenberg was moved by this gesture and just how much the average Chinese person was suffering at the hands of the U.S. military and their allies on the ground in China, the nationalists.
For decades, the nationalists and communists in China had been vying for power. As World War II came to an end, this civil war ramped up, and Rittenberg admired the passion of the communists.
It was the feeling of democratic rebellion that was in the air that was very powerful. Young people were making speeches that sounded like Patrick Henry.
He saw an almost American revolutionary spirit among them.
So he left the army and traveled to the center of China's communist movement, Yunnan province.
I met Mao for the first time on the day I arrived in Yunnan. I walked in the door and there he was. And I thought, it's like a picture right out of history.
This is Rittenberg describing his first meeting with Mao Zedong, the leader of China's Communist Party at the time. It's from a documentary Irv Dresnan made with Lucy Ostrander and Don Sellers called The Revolutionary.
He said, if you don't object, I'm going to ask you to come and spend a whole day or maybe 2 days with me just talking about America.
Rittenberg became close to Mao and the other Communist Party leaders. Before long, they offered him a job.
They said to him, we need someone whose first language is English, who can help us organize radio broadcasts.
And Rittenberg agreed on one condition.
That he become a member of the Chinese Communist Party, which no American had ever been. They agreed.
He becomes effectively a Chinese journalist.
In 1949, the communists won the civil war against the nationalists. Mao was named chairman of the People's Republic of China. Things seemed to be going well for the party and for Rittenberg.
But he was called in one day and told he was being given a special assignment by the party.
Turns out, there was no special assignment. Instead, he was arrested.
And the room spun round and round. You know, just terrific shock.
He was accused of treason by Soviet leader Joseph Stalin.
Mao was told by Stalin that Rittenberg was a spy.
So Rittenberg was imprisoned for 6 years, much of that time spent in solitary confinement.
You're sitting there with your own potential madness sitting across from you, watching you.
When he got out, Rittenberg's faith in the Communist Party was remarkably intact.
It's amazing. I mean, I think in a normal situation, you would leave the country and return back home, but that's not what Rittenberg does.
I was part of something that was moving forward and that would win. So I never thought of giving up.
Rittenberg got back to work for the party, started a family, and became sort of a celebrity in China.
But during the 1960s, the communists began to splinter into factions. And Mao, desperate to reassert control, launched the Cultural Revolution.
We will be loyal to the invincible thought of Mao Zedong forever.
Rittenberg remained by Mao's side.
And like many people who became involved in the Cultural Revolution, he was turned on.
Once again, he was accused of treason.
Mostly because he is American. He's sent to prison again in 1968 for 9 more years.
You know, I felt the walls are closing in. I'm sweating and I'm terrified. This time it's going to get me.
In 1977, Rittenberg was released. And in 1980, after 35 years living in China, he finally decided to return to the U.S.
You know, he ends up working as a consultant to U.S. businesses that need help breaking into China.
This American soldier turned Chinese revolutionary never quite fit in the U.S. or in China.
Two of my closest friends in China both said to me, "You forgot you were a foreigner." That's part of what went wrong anyway.
Rund Abdel-Fattah and Ramtin Arablouei, hosts of NPR's Throughline. We've been hearing stories from people with a foot in two worlds, China and the United States. Listen back to the whole series at npr.org.